6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The following is brought to you by the Social Suplex Podcast Network.
This is All Things Elite. Welcome back to All Things Elite. Load up the pod, man, it's on when we speak. Rich right here, let me warm it up for Austin and Floyd. Couldn't be no one but the boys. When it come to All Things Elite from the fan perspective, swear, man, it ain't no question. Hear from them first. Swear, man, they putting in the work. No, they had to get me for the verse. Social Suplex Network Zone. I was at a time in your headphones. Austin and Floyd on the microphone. Backing out on the rant, getting in the zone. Pulling up the show, give it 7 stars, you already know. Who else could it be but the show with the proclivity for a positivity? I'm gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 276th episode of Social Suplex's podcast about AEW with a proclivity for positivity. Welcome to All Things Elite. My name is Austin Sumwitz. I'm the host of this lovely show. Joining with me, as always, is my good buddy and friend, Mr. Floyd Johnson Jr. My man, how are you doing?
Dude, I am got a tear rolling down my cheek. It's a somber moment. This is our last episode recording using Skype. There have been 276 episodes of Social Suplex. I got COVID in one episode, for one episode. I think that's the only episode. I think Jeremy and I can't remember who else was with him. I think it was you and Jeremy.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Yes, that's the only episode that wasn't recorded on Skype, I believe.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, so, it's being basically nullified and switched everything over to Teams.
Because they want you to have a 0365 account. Let's go. We'll be recording on Teams. If everyone listening, you won't be able to tell the difference. But for me, emotionally, I am very much a creature of habit. So
yep.
Let me tell you, just the quick thing and we can get into the show. I asked my wife to make beans and cornbread yesterday, right? And through my whole life, beans is either made with bacon or ham hocks or some pork thing. I got up and I was like, because I was doing a 24-hour fast. So I got up, I was like excited. And I'm like, because I was like, it's like 6 hours till I can eat. So I'm like, yeah, beans. And I was like, so you're using bacon? Are you using ham hocks? What are you using in it? And I'm just, not it, like it was a do-nothing question. Just, I didn't really care. And she says, I'm going to put ground beef in it. And I was like, what the fuck? And I got irrationally upset because I've literally never had, it's like pinto beans. It's like, I've never had it with ground beef. And since this was a special request from me, I would figure, you know, she would make it the way, you know, that I like it, right? And I was like,
right.
I got irrationally angry. Not, and I'm not like yelling at her or anything, but I was upset because, God damn it, beans are made like this. So that's how, like, Floyd doesn't have a lot of, I have a few quirks, but that's one of them. Like, I like it a certain way. I don't like boiled potatoes, you know, like potatoes that would be in stew.
Yeah, I won't
eat them. I won't eat them. I'm like, I'm good. And, you know, like, baked potatoes, I have to mash them with a lot of butter. And basically, when I'm done with my baked potato, the potato is the consistency of a mashed potato.
I see it.
So now I wouldn't call myself picky, but I am particular. You know, like
I would say I'm pretty particular as well. Like I'm a creature of habit as well. I'm that kind of person though, where I can eat basically nearly everywhere. Because as long as you've got a place where I can get chicken or steak or, like, spaghetti or, like, just, like, some kind of, like chicken sandwich or something like that. Like, normally, as long as it's got something like that for the most part, I'm pretty set. You know what I mean?
And that's the, that's the whole thing where I argue back is I will try new stuff. Like, if you take me somewhere and be like, man, this is really good, I'll try it. I mean, I became a really big fan of Indian food, and I'm always trying something new when it comes to Indian food. My thing is, when I specifically request something, I want it made the way I want it made.
Yeah.
Like if she's like, oh, I'm making beans. And then when she made the beans, at the end, she's like, oh, she had ground beef in it. I'm like, okay, you made it the way you wanted it, because that's what you're doing. But since I specifically requested the said beans, I think you should make them my way, you know. But again,
just saying.
Again, I always say this. My problems are in my marriage are so minuscule compared to what other people go through. That is probably our biggest problem or biggest disagreement we've had all week. Other than that, we're just, yeah. We're great. You know, so
like, there you go.
Yeah, it's like, what's your biggest disagreement you had this month? What kind of meat we put in our beans? That's it.
That's the dream.
Yes. So I'm like, if you think of it in a big scale of things, it's like a 1 out of 10.
Well, yeah. On that note, we got a lot to get into. It is a week away until Floyd gets his way over to the Motor City for AEW Dynamite and Collision in Detroit. So he's going to be coming down to our town. He's coming up to our town, I should say. And we're super excited for next week for Dynamite. But we got a lot to get into. We're 2 weeks away from beach break.
I was just saying, I got my Darko Milicic jersey ready. What?
Okay, cool. Just saying, man, he's got a ring. He's got a ring.
Sure. B.J. Armstrong has a ring. I can go through all the Chicago Bulls secondary.
Absolutely.
They have rings. But he does have a ring.
I'm just saying, dog.
I have to go, how many more rings would you have if you had Carmelo?
I'm very much aware of this conversation, my man. Cade literally dapped up Melo after they won game 5 just yesterday. And, you know, I'm just like, brother, man, you would have looked good in the Pistons gear if we would have just drafted your fucking ass.
Shout out to Joe Dumars for some unexplicable reason still has a job.
Yeah.
That was one of those things. Like, I'm like, I could never hire you. Why? You didn't take Carmelo in. I'm like, what?
Some things you got to hold him against. Yes. You got to hold it against him. Yes. But you know what? It's like, we got a lot to get into. I'm trying so hard, man. I'm telling you guys, like, right now, I'm very much into AEW and, like, the Owen Hart tournament right now and a lot of stuff that's going on with AEW. Obviously, I'm just geeking for the teases that we get. We're getting with Omega Okada tonight, especially. We'll get into it. My man, dude, I won't dwell on it much at all, but, like, my life has been consumed with the Detroit Pistons right now, being in the playoffs. I'm going to game six. By the time you guys hear this today, I'm going to game six, and I'm fucking losing my goddamn mind with this damn team, man. 14 wins last year to winning a playoff game for the first time in 17 years. Got a chance to win their first home playoff game in 17 years. Like, it's taken up my whole attention. So I apologize if I'm a little bit, like, lackadaisical on, like, some of the stuff that's happened recently in AEW. This shit has controlled my life. Like, for real.
Dude, and it's so funny because we skipped last week. I was supposed to do an episode with JR. He got sick. Unfortunately, that's why we didn't end up having an episode.
Yeah, is he doing better, man? Is he doing better?
Yeah, he's feeling better. But yeah,
okay, cool.
So he got sick, so we weren't able to do an episode, which I fully planned to do one. But getting past that, then I was like, oh, the NFL draft. And I remember messaging the day of, and I was like, yeah, I think he's going to be busy watching his Detroit Lions, you know, draft. And I know Sydney was going. I didn't know if you were going with her or not, so.
Nah, I was not there, but I was reporting on it.
Yes, so in Green Bay, she had to go to enemy territory. So, but well, her guy was Tom. What's his
Tom
name?
Tom Grassi. Yes, he announced a pick in the sixth round.
Yes, he announced a pick in the sixth round. We had Jey Uso. We had Seth Rollins cutting an amazing promo. It was like Caleb's undefeated in Green Bay apparently. And then next year, unfortunately, I mean, I guess this is the only thing Buffalo has to ever look forward to. I believe the draft. Where is the draft next year? Is it in Buffalo?
Next year it's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Okay. Well, okay. They'll probably still be looking for a quarterback. But I was like, they should throw Buffalo.
What do you mean? Aaron Rodgers is right there.
Yeah, they should throw Buffalo a bone because during Patrick Mahomes' career, that's the only celebration they're gonna have. Is maybe the draft or some other exhibition thing there. I enjoy ending the Bills' time in the playoffs almost as much as I enjoy winning the Super Bowl. Like, we lost the Super Bowl this year, and I wasn't that happy how we got our ass kicked. But at the end, I'm like, but we kept Buffalo out. And it's like, I wasn't that way. Buffalo has always been this fan base that I have had great respect for. But with us keep beating them, there has been bitterness from Buffalo fans towards me for some reason, because, you know, they keep drafting this guy and this is the thing that's going to get them over the hump against us. And I'm like, dude, some mountains just can't be climbed, you know? You know, and then Mount Mahomes, yeah, you know, you can't climb it. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, hey, look at Josh Allen, MVP, engaged to Haley Steinfeld, one of the most attractive women ever.
Lovely woman.
Super talented. Go see her in Sinners.
Yes, I need to see that. I'm literally planning on seeing that this weekend.
Yeah, so go see her in Sinners. I'm like, hey, he has a good life. He's just never going to win a Super Bowl, and it's okay. You know, Charles Barkley never won an NBA title. He had a good life, you know? There you go.
There you go. like I said, not going to
watch Buffalo win the Super Bowl next year. After all this,
don't even try to put that out there, man. How quick that city will explode.
Oh, dude, I'm thinking
radiation will be seeping out of Buffalo if that happens.
Yeah, Canada might invade us because they think it's a war because of all the fireworks going off in Buffalo. If that happens,
real, dude.
Yes,
real.
They're like, oh,
but yeah, we're not going to dwell on it too much. Like I said, I brought up the sports talk just because I'm letting you guys know why my AEW, like, I'm a sicko, obviously, but I've fallen off a little bit on the nitty gritty stuff because literally the Detroit Pistons are controlling my life.
It's just
letting you know that.
It's so weird right now. AEW is in this place that I remember, like, in 2021, that it was like this. You expect every episode to be good, and every episode is good, but because you're not really getting the average episodes anymore, like, every episode is good, it's like,
Right,
tonight was a great episode of AEW Dynamite, but you kind of expect it because they've been so hot lately, you know? And then you say, hey, yes, Kyle Fletcher and Hangman are going to be in a match. You're like, oh, yeah, that's going to be amazing because, you know, I don't think either of those men know how to have a bad match.
No, you know? For real.
Oh, and excuse me, I apologize. The Protostar Kyle Fletcher, please say the whole name. I disrespected him. you know, and with the performance he had tonight, which we'll talk about later, he deserves no disrespect from me.
No, you for know, real. We're going to get into everything. Before we do that, though, guys, we want to make sure you're downloading this fine show on YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Turn automatic downloads on. Appreciate the support. And if you enjoy it, give us a share with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever you wish. Rate, review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I am at Austin Sumwitz on Twitter, SZUMOWICZ. Floyd is at Floyd Johnson Jr. on Twitter. And you can follow the show at AT Elite Pod on Twitter. And lastly, give our guys at Social Suplex some love. They're at Social Suplex. There's a bunch of great podcasts on this network you should absolutely give your time to and give a listen to. And moving on from that, our big news of the week is AEW in Arena Mexico, which is come pretty quickly, if I'm not mistaken, right? That show's like
June 18th, I think.
Yeah, it's about a month away, I think, now. Yes. So, yeah, that is sold out now. That yes. Grand Slam Mexico is sold out in Mexico.
And it's real sold out, not Impact Wrestling sold out, where it was sold out, but you could still buy tickets. this is AEW. It's sold out. You can't buy a ticket. So if you want a ticket, you're going to have to go for a scalper or something like that. I was thinking about going to the show, and then once it sold out, like, oh, my God, I should have bought a ticket. And I did not because I was trying to be good. I'm actually going to the show the week before in Portland now, June 11th. That's the day after my birthday. But I was very excited that they sold out. I imagine the Mexican crowd is going to be pretty raucous. It's going to have a full crowd there. So I'm hoping this is something that can happen pretty regularly as far as going to Mexico. Hopefully let's get a pay-per-view there. You know, in Mexico, maybe a Forbidden Door or something like that. Let's go. I'm excited. I mean, I am going to go to a show in Mexico. Unfortunately, you know, people have lives and no one was able to just, for some reason, no one was able to just drop everything and go out the country with me. It's weird that way.
Yeah, they should be able to just drop everything.
Yeah, people are weird that way. They have, like, responsibilities and jobs. The jobs and kids, and they can't just drop everything and go to Mexico. But I am looking, I was really excited about that because I don't remember the last time just a regular Dynamite sold out. This early in advance. This is I forgot what they called it. It's got a special name, but it's still just, it's on Wednesday. It's just the Dynamite, you know.
It's Grand Slam, is it not?
Yeah, Grand Slam. I guess Grand Slam is going to be the name of the traveling show because, you know, we already had the Grand Slam in Australia, so.
Yeah, since it's no longer tied to Arthur Ashe.
Yeah, so that's really cool that they sold out. That's good. Hopefully when they run after Arthur Ashe again, which I think will be they'll be gone long enough that they can get, you know, people to come back. Because I do think, you know, there's been some little bit of oversaturation in some parts of the country where they just do too many shows. So people are like, I don't. Huh? Where they've done so many shows, people are like, you know, I can skip this one because they'll be back here in 3 months. And then, of course, you can't discount how hot WWE is right now. And, you know, some people, if they only got to buy, they only can buy one ticket, they'd rather go to a WWE show. I hope you're not listening to this podcast, and you know, go away. So that's, yeah, like I said, it's just really good news. So celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have to talk real quick. Playoff Palooza with Collision took place this past weekend. It was a pretty solid show overall, but we have to touch on the main event of the show because your boys have to gush over FTR, who went up against the Paragon with Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong. Floyd, you need, like, put people on. Like, they need to realize your boys are here right now. Yeah, like, this is such the best version of FTR.
Dude. I've been saying this for over a year now. I love FTR with all of my heart. I truly, you know, the Young Bucks are right there with them as far as my two favorite tag teams ever. At some point, I think FTR, when they're in their bag, when they are playing the bad guy, that is, they're just on another level. They are, they're home, right? That's where they is. And then it's this match. And it was just like, I remember the first two matches, they were kind of, you know, heading this way. And, you know, they may have been a little short of expectations. They were really good matches, don't get me wrong. But this match, when it was a clearly defined face, clearly defined heel, sorry if I'm using insider wrestling terms and I'm not supposed to, but everyone knows what those things mean. So they are in the zone, and fucking Stokely Hathaway, big Stoke. I told Austin before we pressed record, I am now taking on the moniker of Little Stoke. You know, that's me.
Little Stoke.
I'm Little Stoke because Big Stoke, he gets deals done. He gets the, you know, he gets them in, he gets them the fines lifted and all this stuff and gets them in good matches. But Little Stoke, he's just a cheerleader. He's just a cheerleader watching the two best, two of the best do what they do better than anybody else. So in this match, dude, the whole, they got Roddy. They got, it was Roddy's ankle that they got in between the, in between the steps, and they work the limb work. This, like, everything in this match, if you like, what is Floyd? Why can't, what is Floyd? This African-American man from Oklahoma. Why does he love these two white guys from North Carolina so much? Watch this match. This is everything I love about tag wrestling. Cutting the people off, injuring one, so even when they make the hot tag, the guy that's coming in on the hot tag
can't
is hurt. Yes, man, Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong selling in this match. I'm like, I'm not saying they've been in this game long. They are grandfathered into their greatness, but it was just on this other level of babyface. You know, like, oh my god, I was like, I'm rooting for FTR actively, and they played it so well. I was starting to like, oh, I hope they don't, you know, hurt him anymore. And then I was like, oh, no, no, they got to break him. So, no, they had this banger of a match. Spike pile driver, SPD for short. 1-2-3, FTR wins. And they had another hell of a night because the Wednesday on Dynamite, they spike pile driver Ricky Morton, you know. And I have to say this about the Rock and Roll Express. This is all. They have been wrestling. They have been wrestling before I was born. They started wrestling in 1978, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was born in 81. So, at this point, 112 years into your career, you think you could sense danger and run avoid it. But no. They
yeah,
got
I mean, guys, they, the smoke was coming.
Yeah, FTR just pile-drived their best friend, Copeland, and their protege, Daniel Garcia. You think you couldn't get this? Yeah. And then when he said Midnight Express is better, they should have just rolled out the ring.
Yeah.
So,
like, yeah.
So when they caught that spike, caught Spike Pile Driver, I was like, yeah, this is stuff. And then after the match with Paragon, I'm jumping back and forth. I apologize. It's hard to keep up with.
You're good.
But after the match with Paragon, after they won, clearly dominating the match, Daniel Garcia comes out. Adam Cole comes in the ring, and it looks like he's about to get got. And then Daniel Garcia's ungrateful ass, who doesn't learn. You think you get dropped on your head? Well, first you're like, you know what? Probably shouldn't mess with these people to drop on my head. He runs out, and he says he's gonna be hunting FTR. I don't know how. I don't think that's gonna work out well for him, but we will see how that goes. And I think they gave Kyle O'Reilly, I believe. I get them confused because, you know, they kind of dress just alike and they're just nondescript white guys, you know, short hair or whatever. They got the Shatter Machine because, you know, you can't have a FTR appearance without the Shatter Machine. So yeah, FTR is in their bag right now. They're where they're supposed to be. It's a real world. It's a weird world where FTR and the Young Bucks are kind of on the same side of things. They're not together by any means, but they're on the same side of things. And Stokely, and I had a friend that basically said, he thought Stokely was beneath FTR, and I was like, no, no. Like, when you're about to present FTR in this familiar way, you kind of needed, I think you kind of needed that little edge. And Stoke is that, because while FTR can cut their own promos, Stokely is that, like, cheerleader, annoying cheerleader there. And I would say, I definitely appreciate that. But we had some, that was very good. That was your week in FTR, okay? They did great. And then, what was it, last week? I'm trying to think of what I was missing from last week.
Last week was when they did the Rock and Roll Express thing.
I was saying there was like a banger match from last week, and I wanted to...
Was that on Collision? I'm pretty sure.
Like a different banger match. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So Josh Alexander and Takeshita fought Brody King and Will Ospreay. I just wanted to shout that match out because that was great. And then the Young Bucks, I know they're not your favorite people. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But last week, again... Like, if you want to talk about tag team wrestling, you get a Young Bucks match on Wednesday and an FTR match on Saturday. Both absolute fucking bangers. Right. Like, both absolute fucking bangers. And it's like, again, if you ever wonder why these are my two favorite tag teams ever, I think last week was the perfect match to do it. And I remember, like, people were like, Young Bucks was washed, you know? And I'm like, I mean, last year they were playing a character. And that character, in that character, they changed their way of entering work for that character. Really very similar to what Jon Moxley has done as the Death Riders. But just because they are wrestling this way to get their characters across doesn't mean they forgot how to wrestle. Doesn't mean they forgot they lost their fastball. And Young Bucks last week on Dynamite showed you your fastball, and you're like, everybody's like, oh, they're the greatest tag team ever. I mean, they were always this. They were always them. You know what I mean? It's just weird. You like, in one company right now, you have FTR and the Young Bucks, and you're talking about this generation's greatest tag team. I can honestly say the accolades are probably on the side of the Young Bucks, me just being 100% honest. But FTR ain't slacking in the accolades department. So you have two of the best tag teams in the world performing on your show every week. And then when you look at it, and this is something I was going to say last week with JR. I was like, hey, who is the best pro wrestler out of Australia? You have a hard time arguing against Kyle Fletcher and Tony Storm for the women, right? I mean, you might throw Buddy Matthews in there. UK got Will Ospreay, Jamie Hayter. You know, Canada, Kenny Omega. Let's just say you're not an Omega fan, Josh Alexander. You're looking at America. You got Mercedes Moné. It's like this, the list, like when you talk about All Elite Wrestling, you're like, they have basically one of the best wrestlers from every country that does professional wrestling.
Yeah, no, and I will say this too, since you were big on the tag team stuff like that, and listen, just to call a spade, guys, like if you want to watch good tag team wrestling and like, multi-tag team wrestling, I will say this, the three-way TLC match that happened on SmackDown last week was actually really fucking good.
Yeah.
DIY, Motor City Machine Guns, Street Profits killed it. Just gotta say. Yeah. I loved that match. It's honestly bullshit they didn't put it at WrestleMania, though. Instead, you know, I had to hear Fiend like 40 million times if I watched that show. But, you know, those guys could have tore the house down if you actually put that shit at Mania. But, you know, I digress. So... just got to call it out because I love Motor City Machine Guns and I love shouting out good tag teams because there are so many good tag teams right now in wrestling.
Yeah, and it's just like I do see there is somewhat of an emphasis on tag team wrestling in WWE. They are doing their best, you know, accentuate tag team wrestling their way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So now, but,
that was the main thing I wanted to touch on, though. We can go ahead and we can get into Dynamite from this week now, which basically opened up and they called it the All-Star 8-Man Tag Match. What they should have called it was basically the PWG multi-man match. Because that's what this match felt like, old school PWG to me. Like, I don't know, Floyd, you can echo my opinion on that, though.
Dude,
like,
dude, this
is PWG all day, every day.
I mean, this is what AEW does that no one else doesn't. That no one else does. You know what I mean? I imagine there's 8 people on the roster of any other companies that can do this, but they don't. It's like, hey, first match, what are you going to get? You're going to get one of the best tag teams ever, one of the best wrestlers of this generation. You know what I mean? And it's like, right. two up-and-coming wrestlers that have just been introduced. You're getting this. You got one of the best Japanese wrestler, one of the best Japanese wrestlers in the world. It's like, you got this all in one match. And then, like the fourth guy is Ricochet, who, come on, is amazing.
Yeah, and then, like, you have, like, this comedy-style stuff where, like, you have the spot where Matt Jackson is taking, I believe it was Briscoe's arm or it was Mike Bailey's arm, and was just, like, slamming it, like, over the ropes, just bam, 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 like, wrenching his arm. Yeah. And he's getting ready to do it again as he's taunting the crowd. But Kenny Omega grabs Ricochet, pulls him into it, and then his arm just starts getting ripped by Matt unknowingly. And only until he grabs his bald head does he realize, oh, fuck, this is one of my teammates.
That is hilarious.
Because they didn't have a bald man on their team whatsoever, but they knew right then and there, man. It was like, fucking. Also, can we just say real quick, AEW is going after the bald people right now because, like, fucking MJF later in the show went after Bobby Lashley for being bald too. Like,
no.
Yo, like, listen, bald is beautiful. I my brother man over here can speak to how beautiful bald is.
I mean, I'm bald. Stoke is bald, so that's all you really need is us two. To, you know, we you know, he's a 12. I'm at least a 9. We bring up the average for the bald people. so we bring up the average. You know, you got James Boyd, Team Bald. Don't get me wrong. From One Nation Radio, Team Bald. I dare you, someone to say bald is not beautiful to him, because you know. He's a giant.
Yeah, you ain't going.
He's a giant. But so looking at it, I just don't, you know, like, I don't know why we had the bald guy in the crowd with a sign that says Ricochet gives bald a bad name. And I'm like,
yeah, I was just saying, yikes.
Yeah, it's so true. He showed her. Ricochet has ruined it for all of us. But there was a spot in this match where I think it was Nick put his hair over.
Yes, it was after the match. That was after the match. Yeah. It was Matt put his hair over. Yeah, he's like, look at us, look at us. Yeah, yes. That was funny.
Yes.
That was funny. And then, bro, I mean, like, the spot where everyone was getting their shit in, where it was just literally like, boom, 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 everyone getting all their spots in, man, yeah. And then leads off to Kenny Omega just dive, tope suicida to the outside, man, was fucking nuts. Really, really great stuff. They teased Omega Okada so many times in this match, and when they finally were able to get a bit of a stare down, start trading strikes, you saw the glimpse of this match that we're going to get, man. And when these guys eventually are able to just go at each other, and it's going to be absolutely fucking amazing. But as that happens, Briscoe gets in the ring, gets out of the way of a BTE trigger, and then hits the J-Driller, looks like he's going to be able to beat Okada, but it's broken up by Ricochet. And then as that happens, after Omega dives to the outside, Briscoe looking like he's going to get Okada, but that's when Ricochet was...
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tompounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Stopping Briscoe from doing his top rope dive, and that's when Okada gets the Rainmaker, pins Briscoe, and the Elite, I guess I should say, with Okada, Ricochet, and the Young Bucks get the win over the Babyfaces. Bro, I mean, this was just an energetic, like, fucking just shot out of a cannon match to open up Dynamite. I will say this every time. I do not like the Young Bucks. I hate the fact they're back on my TV because I was so happy the few months where I didn't have to deal with their dumbasses. This is what they do, man. This type of match and these types of matches are what they do. And, you know, they may be leeches, you know. They may be leeches on the fact that this match teased Omega Okada and they had to get their dumb faces in there. And, you know, Ricochet's getting a lot of heat and he's got a lot of great stuff. And they had to get Ricochet to team with them because, you know, they leech like motherfuckers. But you know what? At the end of the day, they're good at what they do, even if their characters are ass. That's about as much of a compliment as you're going to get with me as backhandedly as I can possibly give, though. But it's what they do, man. This shit is what they do. So, but amazing opening match, man. Amazing.
Exceptional professional wrestlers. This is exceptional professional wrestling. And like, you know, like people will talk about if you can introduce somebody to AEW and they'll be like, what match are you doing? Right. I can, you know, go with the big matches. I could go Ospreay to Takeshita. I could go, you know, pretty much any Kenny Omega match ever. But this is the type of match I'm going to introduce them to you. Because this is just a regular Wednesday. You know what I mean? This is not, this wasn't like this big special thing. It's just a regular Wednesday. This is the type of match you just get on a regular Wednesday in AEW. You know? And it's like, yeah, this is what the wrestling is. You're like, when on a regular, any other show outside of AEW, when do you get a match that bangs like this, like, weekly? You know? It's just, this is what AEW does. It's wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, in the end, it's not going to be three matches in 2.5 hours or 3 matches in 3 hours. It's going to be about, you know, it's going to be, hey, you're going to get a banger within the first 15 minutes. You know, and it's, yeah, I just, like I said, this is what AEW is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, man. We moved in next to a trios match between the trios champions, the Ops, Shibata, Samoa Joe, and Powerhouse Hobbs, going up against Rhett Titus, Miles Hawkins, and Nick Camarado. Quick little match, decisive win. Afterwards is when the Death Riders come out and go after the Ops. Joe takes Moxley down. He's got a rear naked choke on him, but he has to let it go because Claudio is in the ring and he has Shibata, and he neutralizes him onto the inside of a steel chair, same way that they hurt Hook a few weeks ago. And Joe gets on mic and goes, seems like Moxley comes out here, likes to act like he's a boss, but when he starts throwing hands and we get in his face, he starts acting like a little bitch. So he goes, you know what? You came out weeks ago. You begged for me one-on-one. I'm trying to give you what you want right now, but it seems like you don't want that. But you've already made your request, so we're going to give these people what they want. If I'm going to fight you for the world championship, you cowardly SOB, let's do it inside the steel cage. And it is confirmed Samoa Joe versus John Moxley for the AEW World Championship in a steel cage at Beach Break in Chicago in 2 weeks' time. As some people that are going to see the Dynamite in a week in Detroit, ooh, that stings. That fucking stings.
Dude, it stings so hard because, I mean, let's be real. We're going to get great matches next week. But it's going to be effectively a go-home show building to the... Right. It's going to be a building to Beach Break. So it's just like, I don't know how much we're going to get. And yeah, but I'm looking forward to, you know, of course, seeing y'all. That's like the reason I'm coming to Detroit.
Absolutely.
Wrestling is kind of the secondary in this case. But yeah, I think it'll end up being, you know, one of those underrated shows. But yeah, we're trying to get to the world title match in a cage in Chicago. That's going to be crazy. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. And I can't even be that mad about it too, because Detroit's Dynamites that we've gotten have been bangers, because we had Blood and Guts, and then we had the steel cage match between Moxley and Omega. So, like, you know, we've been eaten when it comes to Dynamites in Detroit. So I can't even be mad that we missed out on another steel cage. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, it is what it is. I'm a greedy son of a bitch, but you know what? It's like, man. Ooh, that would have been such a good fucking match, dude, to see in Detroit. That would have been so good. We had some backstage interviews real quick after this where Mercedes Moné was talking about the Owen Cup being her legacy, how she's 25-0 in singles competition, and she's beaten the best over the globe. And Jamie Hayter basically reminds her of herself, except for her Scooby-Doo style. Moving after that, Nick Wayne and the Patriarchy are backstage, and Jay Lethal gets in there and was like, I want to talk to Nick Wayne. I don't want to talk to Christian Cage. And you know what? Let's prove something tonight. You prove something tonight. Let's do a match. Nick basically, who's obviously got to worry about the Best of the Super Juniors tournament, he's like, you know, I'm not really warmed up for this match. Christian Cage, he accepts and just straight up throws him out there. Obviously a dangerous spot with him having to worry about, you know, the Super Juniors tournament at the same time as well. So, but either way, you know, it's Nick Wayne, maybe not sure about that, but I mean,
it's always
you
good.
You gotta be in that match.
It's always good to have, get Jay Lethal on the TV show. I mean,
yeah, come on, dude.
It's like AEW has a lot of talent, and as much talent as gets used, there's a lot of talent that's not getting used right now, Jay Lethal being one of them. So I was very happy that he got to get on the show.
Oh yeah, big time. But after that, we had Toni Storm with an eliminator match for her AEW Women's World title against Miyu. It's Yamashita.
Yeah, that's how you pronounced it.
Yamashita, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, because, yeah, I always want to say Shita, but I know that's not right. It's Yamashita, yeah.
Yes.
And in an eliminator match, I like the fact they gave these girls a little bit of a video package beforehand, especially to give Miyu a little bit of explanation, even though she's been on TV before with AEW and Ring of Honor. It's good to just to get a little refresher for her. And, you know, go ahead.
I want to see the Twitter apologies out there for, because they gave you a video package.
They gave you an explanation.
They gave you your poor video packages that you all needed so much. They gave you one, so I hope they gave you everything that you needed to know for that, and I hope that you can sleep well at night knowing that you got your much needed video package. Yes,
for real.
Yes, because apparently if they didn't do a video package, people would have cried.
I know for sure. But it was a competitive match. Both of them were doing some really good stuff in this. I liked how it was very physical, honestly. It seemed like they were getting some good shots in the ring too. Really nice release German that was given to Toni to Miyu. She was able to hit, dude, it was a nice hip attack that set up for the Storm Zero. Good match. Good match between them.
But Miyu can come out and say one thing. She literally kicked Toni Storm's ass.
Yeah, I mean, it was physical.
No, I'm talking about when she had her hooked up in the turnbuckle and, like, was literally kicking her in the ass.
That's right. I literally forgot about that.
And Luther stopped. She's like, hey, I kicked the AEW World Champion's ass. I gotta plead for something. And it might be coming, I don't know. But with the amount of women that are used and are coming, because actually there was a rumor about someone coming to AEW soon that we'll talk about in the last show notes. But I need women's factions. I need an all woman faction. It's like you can't literally hit a man with that's not in some sort of faction or have some sort of alliance with another group. So what we need now, we need a women's faction, and like a badass women faction that like kicks everybody's ass. We need that. And I'm down. And with as Minchi Joshi we got coming in, maybe a Stardom style faction with a cool ass name. Cause Stardom has a group called fucking Hate. They're called Hate. That's the whole name of the group. Dude, that's a great name. It's just Hate. Well, can we get an AEW version of Hate? I want something out there. It's like the women's roster is so strong and there's so many people there. Dude, let's put some of them together and have them beat some people up. Let's go. This is women's faction, women's tag belts. That is my thing that I'm standing up for. For a long time it was FTR turning heel. Finally got that. So now women's tag belts, women's factions. That is my new soapbox. That is my new thing that I will be talking about every week until it happens.
Boom. There you go. After the match was over, the TBS champ Mercedes Moné comes out and goes, you know, good to see you. And after I beat Jamie Hayter at Double or Nothing, I'm coming for what I deserve. That's the AEW Women's World Championship. Jamie Hayter comes out, knocks down Mercedes and chases her off. And Jamie's like, nah, you ain't looking past me. You gonna recognize.
And that's what
I... And also, I would say, I'm sorry.
This was awesome, right? Because Mercedes really was blowing her off and, like, looking past her to Toni Storm. It was a perfect way to pretty much, like, add some... You know, like, it's the tournament finals. There's stakes. But to add a little personal stakes to it, you know? You got Mercedes. She is that unconquerable mountain right now. She has never lost. She hasn't lost in AEW, so 24-0. They called it out. So let's go. Let's see what's going down with this. I'm looking forward to it. I like how Jamie, I hate her style. I have to personally say this. This is not just like, I don't get it. I like the 70s, blah, blah, blah. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Love Jamie. Hate how she dresses.
Well, I will say, though, I love that somebody took Mercedes running away and added the Scooby-Doo run sound effect over top of it. I love that.
Dude, I haven't heard that, but as soon as you described it, I'm like, that's perfect.
Yep. Running away. Yes. So, spectacular stuff. We got the Hurt Syndicate then coming out to the ring, and they come out. And this was after they had, like, a little bit of a backstage segment talking about MJF and everything like that. And they had an official announcement, basically, because we've been discussing adding a fourth member to our ranks. They also, I will say, too, in their backstage segment, they ran up to some people that were saying, we hurt people, and then they hurt those people, which was very funny.
Yes.
So, yeah, they've been discussing adding a fourth member, but, you know, they need to receive a unanimous 3 thumbs up. We're going to try this one more time. MJF come out to the ring. He comes in and goes, you know, hey guys, how you doing? Yeah, you like that car, Bob? Yeah, you're a legend MVP. Let's get into this. So they go ahead and they're like, thumbs up from MVP, thumbs up from Shelton, and they're just waiting on Bobby Lashley. And he's teasing it and he's teasing it and he's teasing it and he's teasing it. Still gives the thumbs down. And MJF is like, I'm sick of this, you bald bastard. Like I said, it's just what the fuck. Against the bald people is crazy. And he goes, what is it exactly that you want? Money, cars, what is it that would intrigue you? How about some Rogaine? I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Bobby then gets his ass into the corner and is like about to kill him. And he's terrified. He's like, you want to impress me? I'm sick of your shit. You want to impress me? You hurt somebody.
We hurt people. You need to hurt somebody. Now, I will say this to old Bob. You obviously don't watch the show before you got here because MJF has hurt a lot of people. There was this thing called a dog collar match. Kind of hurt somebody.
And also there's a guy, he's famously taken his belt and whipped people in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, like gave them lashes, beat up Jon Moxley to take his title. I mean, literally the only reason he lost the title is Samoa Joe because like half his body didn't work. He's hurt some people in his time in AEW. Quite a few people.
And he just didn't watch the product, man. I don't know what to tell you.
One of the biggest people he's hurt is the last people that rejected him from getting in a faction. He took them. He literally, the last guy that rejected him in a faction, he literally threw off the top of a cage. I think that's hurting people. So I don't know. Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm pretty sure hit up TK, get you an HBO Max subscription for free. You know, they got the library up there. MJF has hurt more people than you. Okay. There you go.
There you go. I mean, yeah, basically. Like I said, I'm just kind of waiting for this thing to kind of get going. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
I'm loving the segments. I almost don't want it to end because it's so funny. Because it's just like that whole, like, MJF, his facial expressions, the frustrated, the thing, like, tonight, yeah, I have been trying to be nice. And that's what you've seen over the last few weeks. It started off like, okay, when they rejected him the first time. And you're seeing that, you know, that face that he has on, that mask that he has on, it's slowly breaking away. And tonight, it was like, that was as close as you seem to seeing who MJF,
normal MJF, yes,
is, really was. And I just love the progression over the last few weeks to the end. And, you know, I don't know how this is going to end. I have the way I want it to end. But honestly, other storylines is making me think it's not going to end that way. So I have the way I want it to end. We're going to find out. But, yeah, I just thought this was brilliant. It's like, again, they don't press it too hard. You're not really hit over the head with a subtlety hammer. You know what I mean? It's just, it's right. Like you have to like look at it. It's like MJF is playing it so well that the cracks are, you know, like he doesn't like being rejected. He literally cut a whole promo about because he has ADHD, he doesn't like being rejected. He's been rejected 4 times by the Hurt Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we then move over then to the Ring of Honor TV Championship match between the Patriarchy, Nick Wayne versus Jay Lethal. Again, like Floyd said, really nice to see Jay Lethal be used on TV. And it was a nice solid defense for Nick Wayne, obviously, to defend his new TV championship. Like I said, it was fine. Honestly, it wasn't anything too insane for the most part, but it was fine. I think it was enjoyable.
You see all the pieces there for Nick Wayne to be the eventual one of the guys.
Yes.
In AEW, Jay Lethal, very, very amazing to solid performer always. This was a good match. This was to get Nick Wayne a big win, a title defense, and it was more about building to the added animosity between Nick Wayne and Christian, and then Christian puts the title around Nick Wayne like he's proud of him, and but you can still see there's a little hint of anger, jealousy there, you know.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. That man is just like, you know, looking at Nick Wayne all kinds of funny.
Yeah, so I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
And then we close out the show though with the main event: the Protostar, Kyle Fletcher versus Hangman Adam Page in the semifinals. The Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament. Banger.
Dude.
Banger.
Yeah, like I said it online, that Kyle Fletcher and Bangers. Just like, the elevation of him over the last year is like, when people like, oh, AEW can't make stars or whatever, like, you're not watching Kyle Fletcher. This man is an AEW world champion 100% in the future. This guy is the present when you just need a great match. And then you got Hangman. Hangman, come on, man. I gave that man a lot of shit during the Punk stuff. I did. And don't get me wrong. It was fun, you know?
It was.
But the amount of respect I have for this person that seemingly, even though I don't care about this in my wrestling, seems to be a genuinely good person. You know, he cares.
Oh, like, seriously.
He seems to be a genuinely good person. Then he can go out there and put on fucking matches like this. And it's just like, yeah, it's just like, dude, who can't he work with? And it's like, oh, we're looking at it. Okay, so we're either getting Kyle Fletcher and Will Ospreay again, or we're getting, I think, for the first time, at least in AEW, Will Ospreay versus Hangman. It was like, there's no bad option here. you know, and yeah, they went out there, put on the match. There was these two spots. One was the, he did, pretty much the last Rod Sydal powerbomb. There was a spot on the, guardrail where Kyle Fletcher just ate it. And then he threw him in his back and his back was bleeding. But if you're watching the match, dude, this dude didn't, that didn't slow him down at all. It's just like, some people are just gamers. Kyle Fletcher is, excuse me, the protostar Kyle Fletcher is just a fucking gamer. And then Hangman has been showing you this forever. It's like, this is not, like, this is not new. This man is exceptional. And it's so funny because I use that word a lot because there's a lot of exceptional wrestlers in AEW, but man, this match was good. And most important part, Don Callis, Lance Archer on the outside of the ring. Don't get involved.
Yeah, it was clean.
Yeah, it was clean. It was just a match. He just lost.
Yeah, you know, there was no low blow. No, nothing, no such thing.
Yeah.
Kyle Fletcher just went out and did it.
Hey. The ref did not see it, so as a big fan, a proponent of FTR, didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see nothing. My screen must have blanked out on that part. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know.
I did like how there wasn't any interference. Like, yes, there were shenanigans, but I liked how there was no interference.
It was a one-on-one match. That corner buckshot and just how fluid he moved into the second buckshot lariat was just so amazing. Like, I know, and this is more about pro Hangman. I know other people do the buckshot lariat. Hangman owns the buckshot lariat.
He does it the best.
Yeah, it's like when someone else does it, it's a flipping lariat. When Hangman does it, it's the buckshot lariat. Okay, there you go. Because everybody else is doing it. He has taken something that looks pretty and made it a legitimate physical offensive move.
Dangerous move.
Yeah, does it in such a natural motion that it doesn't look like he flips right into the clothesline. And I don't know how long a practice that he had to learn to fucking pull that off, but his has looked better than anyone else's has even attempted to try to do it.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. But that was that means now the finals for the Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament will be Hangman Adam Page going up against
Will Ospreay.
Going up against Will Ospreay. So
yeah, and I believe
thought when the low blow happened, man, I thought for a split second that it was going to be Kyle Fletcher winning and we get Ospreay Fletcher again. When that low blow happened, I'm like, oh, well, there goes Hangman. But he actually fought back and won the damn match, which was wild to see. So that's going to be insane to have that as the finals of this tournament, though.
When you look at it, so it's going to be another 5-star match. I hate to put that on them, but it's going to be another 5-star match. I don't put weight on people I don't think can carry it. And so I just know they're going to have them a great match. And if you look at it, it makes sense storyline-wise just because, you know, Hangman has had a problem with Jon Moxley. He's been chasing the title. Will Ospreay has had a problem. Said he was going to get back to chasing the world title. So either person winning makes sense, right? And then you look at the women's. You got Mercedes. You got Jamie, who never lost her title. Had damn near career-ending injury. Has struggled to come. Has come back. And she never lost her title. So she has something to regain. So either way, on both sides, it just makes perfect sense on either one of them winning, which builds intrigue because now when you get to the show, you know, it's when they do false finishes, when they do everything like that, it's going to mean more.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But that was AEW Dynamite from this week. We've got, obviously, AEW Collision that's coming up this weekend. Back on its normal time on Saturday in Atlantic City. We're going to have another...
But in a different... On a different channel.
On a different channel, yes. It will be on TBS because obviously there's some Game 7 scenarios right now that could be happening for Saturday. One of which I hope is my fucking Detroit Pistons. Obviously, we're going to have an eliminator match again for the Women's World title. So another eliminator match. It'll be Timeless Toni Storm will be in that match. And she's got, I'm trying to find it real quick. Who is her opponent again?
Her opponent is Lady Frost in an eliminator match. Yes.
Yep, another banger match. And then speaking of banger match, Brody King versus Josh Alexander will also be on Collision as well, which will be a fire-ass match.
Dude, you're getting that on a Collision. You know what I mean?
I know.
When, like I said, again, I'm not just trying to be like AEW hype train here, but you're not getting these matches everywhere every week. And it's not going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, you're not going to actually get a winner, or, oh, no, it's going to, you know, end in a double DQ. No, they are going to fucking go at each other hard, and you're going to get a winner.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a fucking fire match. I cannot wait for that. And then we actually haven't gotten any matches announced from what I saw for next week in Detroit. I didn't see any.
No, none. We're going to find out on Collision.
We're going to have to find out as they announce them online. We'll just see, and maybe on Collision if they'll put out some more too. But yeah, we're going to have to wait on that because obviously next Wednesday and then Thursday we'll have a Collision as well. How do you want to do next week, actually? It's going to be Collision taped on Thursday. Do you want to just, you know, get together before Dynamite, before Collision, record it like at the hotel? Like, did you want to do it like that?
I think we can talk about it. You know, I'm going to have my stuff with me because I take it everywhere. So I think
we'll figure it out. Because obviously we're going to be doing it in person this time around. So
Yes, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it.
But yeah, I mean, unless you've got anything else to add, I think that's going to do it, Floyd.
Dude. So yeah. So the news, I saw it on Fightful, reported by the man himself, Mr. Sean Ross Sapp. Thekla, Stardom's Thekla, or Tekla, I think it's Thekla, she is coming to AEW. And big woman's pickup. Looks like a lot of people were interested in her. In the end, AEW is AEW. So, you know, that's what we do, you know. And I say we because I am a fanboy, and I'm okay with that. but seriously. They announced it tonight, and I saw it. I am, for more information on Thekla, there is a show that you should be listening to every week, One Nation Radio. There is Dr. Joshi, Mr. James Boyd, will let you know all the information you need to know about Thekla, and what to see, what you're going to see coming forward to her in AEW. Yes, she's hot. I know that. I mean, I'm sorry. Am I allowed to say stuff like that? Am I allowed to talk about how attractive she is? I don't know. She's she's very attractive. So I am pro, you know, attractive people being on the show. So I don't know there if that's go. I don't is that wrong? I don't know. Forgive me if I'm wrong and I need to grow. Let me know. shout out to her. Coming to AEW. Women's roster is loaded. I mean, and on top of that, if you look at the top of the women's roster, it's Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné. Whichever one you'd want us to call the face of the AEW's women's division, you're not wrong. But either one's a very strong face. So that's what you want from them. So that's good shit. That's good shit.
Big time, big time. But that is going to do it, guys, for this episode of All Things Elite. And remember, guys, next week we will be in person in Detroit recording our AEW Dynamite review for All Things Elite from Detroit, from the Masonic Temple in Detroit. Cannot wait for next week to see my boy here. We're very excited about that. And guys, thanks so much for supporting the show and listening every single week. We do appreciate it. And again, thanks for being with us, even though we weren't on last week. We do appreciate your guys' continuous support. And if you'd like to continue to support us, follow us on social media and follow this show and download the show on YouTube Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, turn automatic downloads on, share us around with your friends, family, coworkers, whoever you wish, rate, review, subscribe. Follow us at AT Elite Pod on Twitter. You can also follow at Social Suplex, who make this show possible, and check out all the other shows they have on their network. I am at Austin Sumowitz, SZUMOWICZ. Floyd is at Floyd Johnson Jr. on Twitter. And also, lastly, be sure to go to Chop Tees. We have T-shirts for All Things Elite, and Social Suplex. And you can also sign up for the first Social Suplex newsletter. And you have links to both of those in the show's descriptions. Check that out. Give us some support right there. Buy a t-shirt. Do what you like. And I will toss it off to my boy Floyd. And he can take us home on this episode of All Things Elite. Pistons in 7.
Thank you for all of you that are listening to the show. We're looking forward to this summer of AEW with Grand Slam, Double or Nothing, Grand Slam Mexico, All In, that's all coming up. Just nothing but big shows, banger after banger after banger. So make sure you're tuning in, keeping up with AEW. I'll just leave you with one of my positive things. Just be nice to people. It is like, dude, when you're on social media and you see something stupid, just keep scrolling. Except Rich. Rich, you have my permission to go at people because it's one of my favorite things on social media. but no, it is, I just watch it and it's like, it's funny. I'm getting to this point where I just see stuff and I'm just like, yeah, I don't. Like, I have a rebuttal, but I don't want to. You know, I'm just done with that kind of shit. So, to save your brain power, save your brain space. Leave more space in your room for your heart and love. And go see your friends, your family. Remind them that they love you because you don't know how long you're going to get with them. Which I hope is a lot of time, but you don't know how long you're going to get with them. So, make sure you're telling everybody you love them. I'm looking forward to hanging with my friends, which have basically become my family over the last few years, next week. And like that's why I'm going to Detroit. I'm going to be real. I'm going to Detroit to see Austin and Sydney. Wrestling is going to happen. White Castles is definitely going to happen. But I'm going to see Austin and Sydney. So I am looking forward to being there. John and Michelle Schwab will be there too. See you then. And with that, I will leave you how I always leave you, whether it is home, work, or school. Always do your best to be elite.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.